Blog Talk Radio.
He watches me.
He watches me.
Thank you, everybody, for joining me on tonight. I truly appreciate it. Right now, I'm live on Blog Talk Radio and on Periscope. Thank you, thank you, thank you, everybody, for joining on tonight. This is Prolific Fire, and I am Prophetess Stacy. Once again, welcome, everybody. I pray that the word of the Lord will be a blessing unto you on tonight. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I ask that you sit me down tonight, Lord God, and that you use me mightily, Lord God, to speak a word into your people's lives, Lord God, a word that will break chains off of their lives, Lord God, break chains off of their minds, Lord God, to change somebody's mind on tonight, Lord God, to encourage and to strengthen on tonight in the name of Jesus. Amen. Tonight, the foundational text comes from the book of Ruth, chapter 1, verses 1 through 13, and I will be reading from the NIV. In the day when the judges ruled, there was a famine in the land. So a man from Bethlehem in Judah, together with his wife and two sons, went to live for a while in the country of Moab. The man's name was Elimelech. His wife's name was Naomi, and the names of their two sons were Mahlon and Chilion. They were Ephratites from Bethlehem, Judah, and they went to Moab and lived there. Now Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left with her two sons. They married Moabite women, one named Orpah and the other Ruth. After they had lived there about 10 years, both Mahlon and Chilion also died, and Naomi was left without her two sons and her husband. When Naomi heard in Moab that the Lord had come to the aid of his people by providing food for them, she and her daughter-in-laws prepared to return home from there with her two daughter-in-laws. She left the place where she had been living and set out on the road that would take her back to the land of Judah. Then Naomi said to her daughter-in-laws, "Go back, each of you, to your mother's home. May the Lord show you kindness as you have shown kindness to your dead husbands and to me. May the Lord grant that each of you would find rest in the home of another husband." Then she kissed them goodbye, and they wept aloud and said to her, "We will go back with you to your people." But Naomi said, "Return home, my daughters. Why would you come with me? Am I going to have any more sons who could become your husbands? Return home, my daughters. I am too old to have another husband. Even if I thought there was still hope for me, even if I had a husband tonight and then gave birth to sons, would you wait until they grew up? Would you remain unmarried for them? No, my daughters, it is more bitter for me than for you, because the Lord's hand has turned against me." And that's the title of tonight's message. The Lord's hand has turned against me. In the text, Naomi said, "The Lord's hand has turned against me." That's the title of tonight's message. At a time when there was famine, Naomi and her husband decided to relocate and make a life for themselves in Moab, along with their sons. A new location, new life, and things were good. Naomi had escaped lack, so she thought, only to suffer loss, which is just another form of lack. How many know tonight that loss is just another form of lack? Followed by two beautiful daughter-in-laws being added to her family. Followed by 10 years of living and normalcy. Followed by 10 years of living and normalcy, only to suffer a double loss this last time. Only to suffer a double loss this last time. Life indeed had been a roller coaster ride for Naomi, filled with many ups and downs. However, many of you can relate. Over the last 10 years, there's been some scary times. If you admit it, there's been some scary times, some exciting times, some fun times, and there's been some disappointing times where you just wanted to yell, close yourself off from the world, break down and cry. And this is where we find Naomi tonight. Ruth chapter 1, verse 3 through 5, NIV. Now Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left with her two sons. And she was left, this is important tonight, and she was left with her two sons. They married Moabite women, one named Orpah and the other Ruth. After they lived there about 10 years, both Mahlon and Chilion died, and Naomi was left without. There's that word again. She was left. She was left without her two sons and her husband. Now in her old age, it's no wonder Naomi somehow felt the Lord's hand had turned against me. After suffering through so much, she felt sure that the Lord's hand had turned against her. That the Lord's hand had turned against me. And some of you feel that same way on tonight. You won't verbally say it, but in your heart you feel that the Lord's hand has turned against you too. And as a result of it all, Naomi had lost hope of ever having a full life again. She had lost hope. And I know that many of you tonight, you've lost hope of ever having a full life again, but God. In Ruth chapter 1, verse 12, NIV, Naomi stated to her daughter-in-law, even if being proof of her doubt, even if proof of her loss of hope, even if I thought there was hope, even if I had a husband tonight and then gave birth to sons, she said to them, verse 13, would you wait for them to grow up? Would you remain unmarried for them? No, my daughters, it is more bitter for me than it is for you because the Lord's hand has turned against me. After being left first by her husband and second by both of her sons, it is safe to say that Naomi was feeling some kind of way. After being left first by her husband and secondly by both of her sons, it is safe to say that Naomi was feeling some kind of way. Tonight, I want to talk to those of you who know how it feels to be left. I want to talk to those of you who know how it feels to be left. Left because of death, left because of divorce, left because they left, ended the relationship without warning. They ended the relationship without warning. That's for somebody. They ended the relationship without warning. And like Naomi, you are feeling some kind of way about the situation you've been left in. First of all, beloved, you need to know left is just left. That's the first thing you need to know. Left is just left. The heart doesn't know the difference between grieving death, divorce, or a sudden breakup. To the heart, left is just left. Somebody saying amen. I pray that you receive on tonight. Left is separation. Left is separation. And separation in any form hurts. And separation in any form hurts. Beloved, don't let anyone discount your pain. Beloved, don't let anyone on tonight discount your pain. It hurts to be still in love. It hurts to be still in love, but have no one there to love. It hurts to be still in love but have no one there to love. It hurts to be a mother but no longer have children that you can see, touch, feel. It hurts to be a mother and have children, but you can't see them, you can't touch them, and you can't feel them. Somebody, you're hurt because you didn't get in that situation by yourself. You're hurt because you didn't get in that situation by yourself. Thank you for the hearts on tonight. You're hurt because you didn't get in that situation by yourself, but you were left in that situation by yourself. Like Naomi, you feel you're past the age of being able to produce again. Thank you for inviting your followers. Like Naomi, you feel you're past the age of being able to produce again. And why should you have to reinvent yourself again? You had your life all planned out. Somebody on tonight, you had your life all planned out. You had it all planned out step by step. A spouse, a house, and kids all by a certain age. And for somebody tonight, you had your dream. You had it. Until the rug got snatched out from under you, like Naomi. And in your heart, you're saying, why, God? As I said earlier, you won't verbally say it, but you think that the Lord's hand has turned against you too. Why, God? Snatched away from you. Snatched away Naomi's life. Was snatched from her over time. It was snatched from you the same way Naomi's life was snatched from her over time. And just like Naomi, your emotions are all over the place. Sometimes we go through so much we don't even know how we feel ourselves. The emotions are all over the place. Ruth chapter 1, verse 6 and 7, skipping to 13. When Naomi heard in Moab that the Lord had come to the aid of his people by providing food for them, she and her daughters-in-law prepared to return home from there. With her two daughter-in-laws, she left the place where she had been living and set out on the road that would take them back to the land of Judah. Judah means praise. Judah means praise. God always provides in a place of praise. Remember that. God always provides in a place of praise. So they was going back to Judah. Naomi told her daughter-in-laws, this situation is more bitter for me than for you because the Lord's hand has turned against me. Naomi's emotions were all over the place. Notice from the text, Naomi felt sure that the Lord's hand had turned against her, but still she was running towards the Lord's blessing. She felt like his hand had turned against her, but still she was running towards the Lord's blessing. Still she wanted the blessing of the Lord. What? She felt that God was no longer for her, but still she wanted to receive something from him. I'm not going to accuse nobody on tonight. I'm just going to put it like this. I'm sure we all know somebody that's like that. They don't think God is for them, but they still want what God has for them. They do not believe that God is on their side. They believe that the hand of the Lord has turned against them, but they still want the blessing. They still want the promise. They still want what they think they're entitled to. She felt that God was no longer for her, still wanted to receive something from him. Sometimes life would have you loving and hating, not wanting but still wanting all at the same time. Sometimes life would have you loving and hating, not wanting but still wanting all at the same time. For those of you being pulled in two directions on tonight, for those of you being pulled in two or more directions, multiple directions on tonight, listen only to the inner voice that's affirming God. Listen to the voice only that's affirming God. Your story does not end with the things you've been through. Your story does not end with the things that you have been through. There's something inside you. Might just be the smallest of ways. There's something inside of you. Might just be in the smallest of ways, but you still want to move forward. Deep in your heart, despite everything that you've been through, you still want to move forward, and you are entitled to move forward. Thank you for the hearts. You're entitled to move forward. Just because you're bitter over some things right now, listen carefully. Just because you're bitter over some things right now, Blog Talk Radio, Periscope, just because you're bitter over some things right now, do not let that make you a quitter. Do not let that make you a quitter. Life is not picking on you. Life is not picking on you. And the Lord's hand is not turned against you. And the Lord's hand is not turned against you. In Ecclesiastes 3, from the American Standard Version, you will discover there's a time when you will go through different emotions. There will be times in your life when you will go through different emotions. The many emotions of life. There is a time to be born, a time to die, a time to heal, a time to break down, a time to build up, and a time to weep. A time to laugh and a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to love, a time to lose, and a time to keep. There will be times, and during these times, the devil seeks to take advantage of your emotional state. During these times, these rough times when your emotions are all over the place, up and down, the devil seeks to take advantage. He wants to take advantage of your emotional state. The Lord's hand has not turned against you, but the devil would have you think so. But the devil would have you think so on tonight. But he is a liar on tonight. The devil would like nothing more than to destroy the stability of your mind. The devil would like nothing more than to destroy the stability of your mind. The stability of your mind by having you think that the Lord is somehow against you. The devil knows that the easiest way to destroy you is to get you and to keep you thinking wrong. The devil knows on tonight that the best way to get you and keep you is to get you thinking wrong. John, he came to destroy. He came to destroy. The Lord's hand has not turned against you. The Lord is close to you. The Lord is close to you. And for that person just joining, the title of tonight's message is, "The Lord's hand has turned against me." And it's for those of you who have been left. Either you experienced being left through death, divorce, or a breakup, because your heart doesn't know the difference. To your heart, left is just left. Pain is just pain. The Lord's hand has not turned against you. The Lord is close to you. You who have been left, those of you who are heartbroken, grieving for whatever reason, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. That's what Psalms 34:18 from the New Living Translation says. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. The Lord himself will go before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you or forget you. That's for somebody. He will not forget you. He will not forget you. And I'll go so far as to say, he has not forgotten you. Don't be afraid and don't worry. Don't be afraid and don't worry. That's Deuteronomy 31:8 from the New Century Version. You may have been left for whatever reason, and you're doing your best to bounce back. You may have been left for whatever reason, and you're doing your best to bounce back. But God, he has not left you or turned against you. You may have been left for whatever reason, and you're trying to bounce back, but you need to know that the Lord has not left you or turned against you. In fact, God says, and I love this verse, it says, "I will be with you as you do this, day after day after day, right up to the end of the age." Again, God says, "I will be with you as you do this, day after day after day, right up to the end of the age." Matthew 28:20 from the Message Bible. You see, Naomi said, "The Lord's hand has turned against me. The Lord's hand has turned against me." She was looking at herself, her age, and the multitude of her loss. And perhaps you're doing the same thing. You're looking at yourself, you're looking at your age and the multitude of what you've lost. But what Naomi didn't realize and what you don't realize is this. You will not have to recapture what you lost. Somebody on tonight, you will not have to recapture what you lost. So your age is not a factor. God has a plan. Ruth chapter 2, verses 17 through 18, NIV. "So Ruth gleaned in Boaz's field until evening. Then she threshed the barley she had gathered, and it amounted to about an ephah. She carried it back to town, and her mother-in-law saw how much she had gathered. Ruth also brought and gave her what she had left over after she had eaten enough." From this text, we see that Ruth never forgot Naomi, and every time Boaz provided for her, she saved some and gave it to Naomi. Therefore, I want you to see God's plan. Therefore, Naomi, through Boaz, would again experience, for the first time since her husband's death, the provision of a man. she would experience the provision of a man through Boaz. First time since her husband died. Also through Ruth, who loved and stuck with her relentlessly, Naomi would know the feel of motherhood again. And through the marriage and uniting of Ruth to Boaz, Naomi, who thought her life was over. She thought her life was over. And many of you on tonight, you feel like your life is over. And she felt like she was too old, like many of you. She felt like she was too old for her life to be full again. But guess what? Through Boaz and Ruth, Naomi will become a grandmother. And many of you, if you got grandchildren, you know that fills your heart all over again to see that the Lord has let you live to see your grandchildren. Naomi will become a grandmother, and her grandson, Obed, will become the father of Jesse, who was the father of David. And through the lineage of David will come Jesus Christ. I'm going to say that again. Her grandson, Obed, will become the father of Jesse, who was the father of David. And through the lineage of David would come Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, God had a plan. God had a plan all along. While she was talking about his hand had turned against her, God had a plan to restore all along. I came to tell somebody tonight on Blog Talk Radio and Periscope. Periscope listeners, I think you're going to have to go back and listen to the replay because I don't know what's going on. But God bless you anyway. I came to tell somebody tonight, no matter what you've been through, no matter how you've been left, there is Christ in your crisis. There is Christ in your crisis. Christ, the anointed one, the anointing to break everything that's hindering you. There is an anointing that will break everything that's hindering you. God has a plan. The Lord's hand has not turned against you. Though you have been through multiple setbacks, multiple heartbreaks, multiple disappointments, the Lord's hand has not turned against you. Naomi didn't know what she was talking about when she said, "The Lord's hand has turned against me." And for those of you who feel like Naomi felt, like the Lord's hand has turned against you, every time you open your mouth negatively, depression finds a way to deepen its roots, to tighten its grip on your life. Therefore, tonight, we destroy that mindset that makes you think what happened because the Lord has turned against you. We destroy the spirit of depression. No more waking up in the middle of the night crying. That's for somebody. No more after tonight. No more waking up in the middle of the night crying. No more waking up in the middle of the night crying. We destroy the spirit of abandonment. We destroy every lost and lonely emotion. You will not wander no more. You will not wander anymore. Not physically, not spiritually, not emotionally. Your mind be cleansed of everything that's keeping you stuck in fear, anger, unbelief, and exhaustion. Everything causing you to worry, cry, lose hope, and not even want to try. Your mind be renewed in strength. Your mind be restored to the grace and mercy of God. Your mind be restored to the grace and the mercy of God on tonight. You will think right. You will think right. Break everything set up to hinder, stop, confuse the future God has for you. His will be done. His will be done. In Jesus' name, the Lord's hand is not turned against you. Amen. Right now, this is a salvation call. If you are not saved, and saved simply means in right stand, being that you're not, if you're not saved, that means that you're not in right standing with God. If you're someone under the sound of my voice and you're not in right standing with God, repeat after me. Father God, I'm tired of spiritually wandering, aimlessly searching. I know in my heart Jesus is what's missing. I am a sinner, desperately in need of your son, Jesus Christ. I believe, I receive. Come in and be my Lord. Help me. Help my life. In Jesus' name, amen. At this time, if there's anybody on the phone via Blog Talk Radio and you desire prayer, you can press 1 at this time, and I will be glad to pray with you. Press 1 at this time, and I will be glad to pray with you. For prayer and private consultation, you can always call or text 865-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690. Or you can email prolificfire@gmail.com. Prolific, P-R-O-L-I-F-I-C, fire@gmail.com. Visit the ministry's website, prolificfireministry.com. prolificfireministry.com. Follow me, and I would appreciate it if you follow me on Twitter at Prolific Fire, on Periscope at Prolific Fire. Like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. Songs played via Blog Talk Radio were His Eyes Is on the Sparrow by Lauryn Hill and Tanya Blount, Making a Way by The Truthettes. Join me next Monday when the message will be The Boaz Effect. The Boaz Effect. Thank you for joining. Please go back and listen to the replay. The Boaz Effect. Sometimes the healing, the blessing, the redemption you need is safely hidden in another person. Prolific Fire, seeking to help you where you hurt. Good night. God bless.